And so in this video, I want to talk to you about whether you should be buying into cryptocurrency or not. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, good morning. It's a Friday morning. On my way down to the basketball court, and overnight, Dogecoin has increased in value from like 11 cents, as in 11 cents in a dollar, 11 cents per coin to 35, and then it dropped down to about 25, 26, depending on where it is now. And obviously people wake up, they see it trending on Twitter, they see it, people talking about it on Facebook, it even gets on the news sometimes, but again, not mainstream news. But then there's this big thing about, you know, the FOMO, the fear of missing out on such good gains. And I feel it too. I experience it too. There's a couple of things I want to say about this. First of all, I highly regret not investing in Bitcoin. You know, I remember going to Waterstones and buying all the books about cryptocurrency. And actually, I should have spent that money on buying Bitcoin instead of reading about it. And so I have regrets there. I have regrets not buying in at $3,000. Obviously, you know, we should have had our first purchase price, which didn't go through, was $1,500. And obviously, it's over $60,000 right now. And we were putting that into our pension, but we never received the instructions. So we had that issue. Talk about fear of missing out there. That'll cost me £1 million, no question. We would have had almost 7 bitcoins then. 7 times 60 is, what, 7, 18, 24, $480,000 we've missed out on so far. But what can you do? But you see, this is the FOMO, this is the fear of missing out, and this is the key. There's always something extra, there's always something more. And I see people go out saying things like, go all in on Bitcoin, and it petrifies me. Like, nobody has a crystal ball. We don't know, you know, if Bitcoin went down to 2,000, which I don't think it's possible to do, because if it did, I'd be buying up as much as I could, and so would everybody else. But if it did, and you put all your money into Bitcoin, and it tanks, you lost all your money. And this is the thing that really bothers me, actually. This is not what investing is. This is gambling. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be investing in Bitcoin, because I do think that you should. And even at this stage, I'm like, oh no, we've missed out. And it's the, you know, it's the part of the brain that's, you know, the fear of missing out, and then regret, and then, oh no, it's gone too high now, and then it goes higher, and then you go through the whole sequence again. And so this is the problem. And so actually, we've got to think about different ways of running the problem, or running the solution to the problem. And the solution to the problem is, you are right, you should be investing in crypto, but it has to be between 5 and 10% maximum of your other investments, because it might drop to zero. Like, if you're one of these people who thinks, you know what, I'm going to sell my house and sell all my belongings and go full in on crypto, I'm going to take the gamble, then awesome. But most people are not like that. Most people have kids and families and so on. And so you've got to protect that as much as you can. So you've got to manage your investment into crypto coin. And the way that you do that is, you know, if you just drop 10 grand from, you know, a family friend who's left you 10 grand in some way, do you drop all that into Bitcoin? No, you don't. You dollar cost average it. Dollar cost averaging is, you take the 10 grand, you put a grand a month over 10 months, and you see what happens, and you buy the dips and you ride the waves, right? Or that you don't even plan it on when you're going to buy. You just buy every 2 weeks at $500, £500 worth, for the next 10 months. There's your, well, that's $5,000, isn't it? But anyway, so this is what you need to be doing on cryptocurrency. You cannot be just going all in on your cryptocurrency, because what if it tanks? And I would hate for you guys to be losing that kind of money. That's not what investing is. It's just gambling. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen with cryptocurrency. I don't know if Dogecoin is going to go to a dollar, or $10, or $1,000. I don't know if Bitcoin's going to hit £1 million a coin. Nobody knows. That's what investing isn't, right? Investing is knowing you put something in, and you know what your return is going to be back out. And you could say, well, I could buy Amazon stock and I don't know what the return is. And you're absolutely right, but you know that you're going to get a dividend, and you know that over time it's probably going to go up. Now, I would say the same for Bitcoin. Over time, it's probably going to go up. By how much? Who knows? Is it going to be worth 10 million? Who knows? It'd be nice if it is. Thank you very much. pay off my entire portfolio. mortgage debt. But we don't know. And that's the point that I'm trying to get here. Don't allow this fear of missing out to go, oh, I need to spend 10 grand right now on Dogecoin when it drops 50%. That's not how it works. Move the money around, spread the money across carefully, in a controlled manner, in an unemotional manner, which is really hard to do when you see everyone else losing the shit on Twitter about the fact that Dogecoin's tripled in value overnight. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, just absolutely ridiculous. And then what happens after it triples overnight is you get a lot of people selling it, and then the price drops. And then the news channels come on and go, Dogecoin's dropped 10%. And it's like, dude, it's just gone up 300%. And you're reporting on the fact that Dogecoin's dropped 10%. We saw this with Bitcoin. Bitcoin price crashes. No, people are selling. It's called a retracement. The news doesn't understand how that shit works. It doesn't mean that's how it works, right? It's called a retracement. People sell off when it makes big gains, and they consolidate their positions. This is part of it. This is part of fear of missing out. Is that you've got fear of missing out because you don't actually understand how trades work. I've been trading Forex for the last 10 years, and I am dreadful at it. But I know that when I trade Forex, I know about retracements, I know about Fibonacci patterns, I can see it happening, and I'm still trading it, and actually we're getting better all the time. But I've been doing that shit for 10 years, right? Not big money at all, like 10 pence per pip. We turned a £150 account, I think it's about 550 quid in the last 12 months, which is amazing. It's a, you know, threefold return on investment, phenomenal, right? But, like, I start putting £1 a pip or £10 a pip, I'm going to lose all that, I just know it. So, even though I've got all that experience, I still don't know what I'm doing. And if you're brand new to cryptocurrency, which, let's face it, everybody is, you also don't know what you're doing. So, dollar cost average is stuff. And then the question is, well, which coin do I put my money into? I have no idea. Take the big three or four. So you've got what? You've got Litecoin, you've got Ethereum, you've got XRP, Ripple, you've got Bitcoin, of course, you've got Doge, what, probably four or five there. Like, if you're just on the outside here, and you don't have a clue about what's going on with XRP right now, and about why they're about to get shut down by the SEC in America, you shouldn't be investing in anything. This is where some of the knowledge comes in. You've got to get some of the knowledge here. Because if you don't, you're going to get burnt. Like, by the way, the SEC, that issue is probably going to disappear. I reckon. We'll settle some out of court thing. XRP has gone up tremendously. But if you'd have bought that dip, which I contemplated and didn't do, and obviously now regret, then that would have done very well for me. But you can't allow that fear of missing out. Oh, I'm going to put 10 grand into it, and then it drops even further. You can't do that. You know, this is not play money. This is not monopoly money. This is your money. This is the stuff that you use to pay bills with, that you're going to send your kids to college on, that's going to give you a pension when you retire, age hopefully 55 or whatever age that's going to be, the deposit on your next property, the down payment on your next investment, whatever it happens to be. So this is not stuff that you can mess about with. But, you know, every pound counts, every penny counts. And if you're just risking it on a gamble, like, oh, I'm gonna put 10 grand into XRP today or Dogecoin tomorrow, like, who the hell knows? Why not just go into a casino and put 10 grand on red and hope for the best? Because that's what gambling is right there. And that's effectively what you're doing with cryptocurrency. If you've got this fear of missing out, and if you're just putting large sums of money in one go. Now, it might be that you are so utterly committed to cryptocurrency. So I'm just about to say something opposite to everything I've just said. And If you imagine this 5 years ago, if you'd have put everything you had into Bitcoin, you would be very wealthy right now. If you'd have put everything you had into Dogecoin, XRP, Litecoin, Ethereum, you'd be very wealthy right now. And I also think, by the way, but I just don't have the balls to do it. I also think that if you put everything all in on Bitcoin and everything all in on XRP and so on now, in 10 years' time, I think you'll be wealthy. But I don't know. And so the very nature of me saying that means it's a gamble. Because I do not know, you do not know, nobody knows what is going on. So is it a gamble? Absolutely. I just don't know what's going on. And nobody knows. And anybody that says that they do is a bald-faced liar. Because nobody knows. But I would imagine in the next 10 years, Bitcoin will be £1 million. Ethereum will be 50 grand. That's what that's what I think. That's where I think we are. I think Dogecoin will be a couple of quid. And we've got quite a lot of Dogecoin, so that would be nice. But who knows? It's a gamble. That's why you've got to dollar cost average your stuff. All right, hope that's useful for you. Let me know what you think in the comments down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.